WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday, HBO presents the season finale of its hit series, The Sopranos, which has wowed both critics and viewers since premiering in January. TV critic David Bianculli takes a look at the finale and what made the series such a success on cable in the first place.
From the very start, HBO's The Sopranos has been the story of mob boss Tony Soprano, played by James Gandolfini, in crisis with two different families. One is his professional family, the Wise Guys of New Jersey, where he has to deal with lots of power struggles, danger, and betrayal. The other is his family at home, an unhappy wife, a bitter mother, and two wild teenagers. Much of the time, his family at home makes his family at work look tame. As the season has progressed, these two worlds have collided. Tony's own uncle, Uncle Junior, tried to have him killed, and at the suggestion of Tony's own mother. Tony's kids have discovered he's in the mob, and one of Tony's most loyal operatives, a guy with the unlikely and, in most circles, unacceptable nickname of Pussy, has been missing for weeks and is feared dead. Long before Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal explored similar territory in the movie Analyze This, Tony began having anxiety attacks and began seeing a psychiatrist, played in The Sopranos by Lorraine Bracco. In Sunday's season finale, all these plot threads come together. Tony visits his psychiatrist to explain that her life, as well as his, is now in danger. Their discussion, as you'll hear, is spotted with profanity. But that's part of the point I'm about to make about why The Sopranos is so well-suited to cable.
One of the reasons that they tried to have me clipped is because I'm seeing a shrink. You.
Oh. You know that patient-doctor conversation is privileged, and I couldn't testify against anybody.
Well, maybe they know that. And maybe they don't. Either way, they're using it as a f***ing excuse.
You never mentioned any of your associates by name. All except for that one fellow, Booty?
Pussy.
Pussy Booty. I don't know his last name. And look, anything concerning your Uncle Junior...
Shut the f*** up a minute. You're in danger.
Get out of here. That's not fair.
Fair? What are you talking about fair? Oh, God, it's fair. They don't give a shit about fair.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Leave town. Today. Right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get some guys here to stay with you until you get on a plane.
I can't just do that, Lammit. I have a life. I have patients.
Well, you tell them August came early this year.
It doesn't work that way. I have patients who are suicidal.
Well, they're not going to feel any better about their life if you get clipped.
David Chase, who created The Sopranos, originally pitched the series to Fox, but Fox passed. So did some other networks until Chase took it to HBO, where they let him do it with both the language and the violence common to that world. And just as the Larry Sanders Show used its creative freedom to make great television, so is The Sopranos. On regular broadcast TV, the best drama series right now is The Practice, which I still think is the best drama. Below that, you've got NYPD Blue and Homicide: Life on the Street, both of which are very good shows that represent cutting-edge broadcast TV. But they're cutting-edge because of the more bland and timid standards of network television, is a lot less sharp than on cable. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of The Sopranos simply because they swear a lot or kill people more graphically than on Profile or Millennium. There are plenty of cable shows, especially stand-up comedy showcases, where the profanity is high, but the intelligence is low. The Sopranos works because it's using the freedom of cable to present some of the best performances and most unpredictable plot lines on television. And that's the key. On broadcast TV, you have to win your time slot and please most of the people most of the time in order to survive and be considered a hit. On premium cable, where subscribers pay a monthly fee to watch, all you have to do to be a hit is provide something to keep them coming back. On HBO, Dennis Miller and Chris Rock and Tracy Ullman do that. And now, for the first time since Showtime presented Paper Chase in the early 80s, a drama series is doing it too. That may not be great news for CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, but for viewers seeking quality television and within reach of HBO, The Sopranos is a mob hit in more ways than one.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.